Counselor Accents Podcast. Two school counselors who love their jobs. Oh, and they happen to have Southern accents too. Bless their hearts.
Hey guys, we are so excited to have you as listeners on our new podcast for school counselors. I do want to let you know that we made a big mistake that we didn't realize until we were finished recording our first three episodes, and that is our microphone was not even connected. So the audio on our first three podcasts is not the best, but thank you for listening, and we promise it will get better starting with episode four.
Welcome to Counselor Accents.
This is the Counselor Accents podcast. My name is Laura.
I am Kim Crumbly.
And together we do make up
Counselor Accents.
And we have some goals during this podcast. We, I don't know, why did we start this?
Well, mainly because we like to be together and laugh.
We do. That's our favorite
thing. And we like to share laughter. And we are counselors, and counselors need laughter after a day. School counselors need laughter after a day of hard work.
So we just thought that we would share some of the questions that we have, maybe put them out there, and you all can answer them, or there are questions that other people have had, and we can make up answers.
Or we know a guy.
We know a guy
who'll know the answer. We're hoping to build a community and where we belong. So we are Counselor Accents, as we'll just address the elephant in the room right now, and that is the accent.
Oh,
so
yes.
There is. If you are not from Tennessee, as Laura's stomping grounds, or Alabama, then you might have a hard time understanding some of the things we say, but it's there.
Yeah. Just let us know if you need us to translate anything, and we can help you learn how to speak our language.
That's it. Exactly. So, but we hope this is informative and fun, and build a community so we get to know one another who are in this crazy thing called school counseling.
And speaking of getting to know you, why don't we introduce ourselves to our listening audience?
Okie dokie. So I am Kim Crumbly, and I am a K-8 school counselor. I have been, at one time, K through 12.
Yikes.
It was a yikes. So now I'm K-8, which is still quite a yikes, but it's not quite the yikes that K through 12 is. So, and you are a neighboring school.
Yes.
We're not at the same school.
I wish we were.
No.
Maybe one day. I am about 10 miles away from Kim. We are both.
Is that as the crow flies?
As the crow flies, maybe I'm 5 miles. But I am at a K-5 school, neighboring school. And so we do get to work together a lot on things, and that's really good to have a counselor friend. So if you don't have a counselor friend, get yourself a counselor friend, because it just helps to say, hey, I am teaching a lesson on coping skills. What do you have that has worked for you?
And we share a lot of materials
and
things like that.
Yeah.
So when you're the only one, too, and I have been in where I am not the only one, and that was great, too. But now I am in a situation where I am the only one in my school. So if I have, did I do this right? Should I say this way? How should this, you know, what could happen here? And it's good to have somebody to talk things out.
Yep. Just this week I did a behavior small group. Can I say it was a disaster? I felt like it was a disaster.
It was.
So I called Kim and I said, what do I do here? And she had some great tips for me.
Yeah.
So it's just important to have that person that can help you.
Absolutely. So that's what we want to be for each other. And if you love school counseling as we do, this is the place for you.
Now, we have a Facebook group that is exclusively Counselor Accents, and it is a place where you belong. Because what we have noticed is, we all want a place to belong. We want to feel like we connect with other people. And sometimes you want to be able to ask questions to, like, privately. And that is what our group is all about. So go find us. We'll put a link in the show notes for our exclusive Well, I say exclusive. I don't mean it's like a country club and we're leaving people out.
I don't.
Nothing wrong with country clubs. I'm really sorry. Great. I'll come swim at your country club. What I'm trying to say is everybody belongs there, and we want you a part of that group. So
everybody belongs there.
Yeah.
So, Laura, tell me something interesting about you that maybe our listeners or viewers don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I love to go to Disney World. We had annual passes last year, but we don't have them now, so we just have to go to Orlando and look at the castle from the gates.
Like, yeah, and that they really did that.
Really,
which was...
we just got back. So anyway, also I have a pretty amazing dolphin call that I'd like to do for you now.
Oh wow! Okay,
ready?
Let's hear that. Did she won? She won Miss Tennessee with this dolphin
I
call.
Did not.
Okay,
but it would spread that rumor. Okay, here we go.
And she does the meat trumpet note. See?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That was me. Not a sound effect. That was me. All me.
So I shared this with a lesson the other day. I told kids, I said, I'm going to tell y'all some things that you don't know about me. And so I told them that an airplane crashed in my backyard. And it did.
Yeah.
That's a true story. And that my house had been blown away by a tornado. Well, they were blown away by the plane, but they half the classes. We live in Alabama in Tornado Alley. So, like, they were like, so did mine.
Yeah.
So that was no big deal.
Really sad.
But I can't do a dolphin call, but, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to be impressive with my tornado and airplane.
Yeah.
And my school blew away.
Ooh.
I've had a school blow away, church to hit, and not completely blown away, and then home blown away, but the kids again.
And
not impressed.
I love being with Kim. It's like my favorite thing ever, except when there's a tornado. If there's a tornado coming, no offense, I'm not going to be around you because you are a magnet.
It's like, seriously, these were not the same. This was not the same tornado. These were three different tornadoes.
Believe it or not, we actually have some speaking engagements under our belt. We're not just two doofuses who started up. Well, okay, we are two doofuses.
We are two doofuses.
But we do speak. People trust us to speak.
Enough. That's true. So
I want you to think, I want you to know that we have just a smidge of credibility here.
A smidgen.
Because you might be listening to this intro and thinking, what have I stumbled upon? We're going to have fun.
Hang on.
And I won't apologize for it, okay?
Ooh, sometimes we apologize for it.
Well, we do.
But
most of the time,
not today.
So we did just want you to know that we've spoken at ASCA, and we will be speaking again this summer at ASCA in Seattle. And twice. We've spoken in Augusta, Georgia, and we've done a webinar for ASCA. So see... people are asking us,
but quit bragging.
Okay, now it's just gotten into gloating.
Now it's just getting into gloating.
And so now we're starting this podcast. So anyway, there are three things that you can count on every time we do a podcast. There are
three
things. Set your watch by them. They're going to happen. Number one, a cat picture of the week. We will each have one, so it's like you're getting two cat pictures for the price of one.
Oh,
now
that is
so
exciting.
I won't speak for you. I will speak for myself. I don't love cats. I don't not love cats. I'm just not a...
I don't want... Who is it? PETA calling me about loving cats?
Okay.
Because yeah. I don't love them either. But they tickle me.
They're so funny.
They're just
they
funny.
They just make us laugh. And you...
And we name people different kinds of cats. So anyway, we send each other cat pics. So... We're going to share a cat pic that makes us laugh.
Yep.
What else can we expect, Laura?
Speaking of pics, we're going to do a pic of the week. Now, that is P-I-C-K. P-I-C-K means it could be a picture.
It could be.
It could be a book. It could
it
be
could
a
be.
Story. It could,
it could be what's going on in the news that relates to school counselors. It could be anything like that.
Yeah.
Quotes, things,
yeah.
You know.
And then the third thing is... tips, tools, or techniques.
I'm so glad you remembered tips, tools, and techniques. So this is that hands-on activity that we're going to share of something you can just put in your toolbox right away and start with.
Yep.
So those are the things you can expect, and we'll cover the gauntlet of subjects, and we want to hear what's interesting to you guys too.
Yeah, and we know cats have nothing to do with counseling.
Don't say we don't want cats things. We do know that. We do know that.
They make us laugh.
And everybody needs a laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get going.
Okay.